1888.
Ah, the dollar's dipping yet again, and we keep printing those greenbacks. Why should you care? I'll give you the inside scoop. It looked like a bread line in Detroit from Depression days as thousands lined up for stimulus bucks in that very depressed city. And the congressional budget folks, yeah, they came up with the dollar figure, and it's less than the $900 billion that has been flying around for health care reform, but I still don't trust the new number. Wait till you hear where it's at. It's kind of like eeny, meeny, miny, moe. How can we sell this with less dough? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's the name of the show. You can always throw in your 2 cents. Let me give you the digits, of course, right from the get-go, because you need a pen. You need to scribble it down on your hand or that scrap piece of paper. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. And let me tell you right from the get-go, I am in an incredible mood. Not that that matters for the show, really, I guess. But on a sports note, my Philadelphia Phillies rocked as they blew out the Rockies in their opener. We are in baseball playoffs. We'll do a little teeny sports shorts. But I will tell you, the Phillies beat the Rockies 5-1. They'll do it again in another afternoon game. Speaking of sports, every Wednesday, he checks in with us. Ticket broker, Easy Ticket, Mike Davis. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
I couldn't be better, friend, unless I was in Philadelphia watching those games, let me tell you. Hey, let's talk about the NFL first, though. The NFL, now we're rolling into the fifth week. We do this thing called Nail the Score on Thursday nights. Lots of people call up and participate. We still haven't had a winner yet. So while we're talking so much politics here on this show, water cooler buzz, healthcare reform, what are we going to do? The dollar, you heard me say that. Our little break, I think, in the action is to watch some great football. And I think we've been seeing great football so far this season. And this past week didn't disappoint, I guess, unless, like you, Cowboy fans had to be a little upset about that loss, I think, to the Broncos, because I believe they had the edge in the beginning, but they couldn't close it out.
Oh, it was a good game, but, you know, it was like the Cowboys acted like they were playing the Giants again. They fell apart in the end. I mean, they, you know, they let the Broncos go down and score that late touchdown, and then they couldn't push it into the end zone with less than a minute to go. So they ended up losing. It was a low-scoring game. It was only 17-10, but... you know, neither one really looked very good at all. They just their defenses looked pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say that it's, of course, with the Cowboys, the defense has been terrific, no question. It's Tony Romo I'd be concerned about. Now, the Vikings in a huge matchup in Minnesota couldn't be bigger for the sports fans up there. Brett Favre beating his old team, the Green Bay Packers. Blowout ratings, Mike. Lots of people were watching this game, and that Monday night proved to be a real thriller, too.
Yeah, they, you know, Favre, he ended up, well, you know, he did his part, but, you know, it was a full team effort in beating Green Bay 30-23, and it was a really, really good game. You know, the Vikings are 4-0 right now. Along with the Giants, they're 4-0. I don't really think either one's really been tested as of yet. But you know, there's New Orleans. They're still unbeaten, and you know, it's still early in the season, and anything can happen. I mean, but we've got some contenders right now over in the AFC. There's you know, the Denver Broncos, they're unbeaten right now after they shellacked the Cowboys. And the Patriots, well, the big game this week, I think, are going to be the Broncos and the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good game, too. Speaking of good games, we've seen some great games, I think, in college football as well. I know I have a lot of friends that are Alabama fans. They're taking on Mississippi. Now, Mississippi's like 20 in the rankings, but that's in Oxford. That'll be a lot of fun. This is also a lot of fun. Ohio State is ninth ranked, of course, depending on what poll you look at, and that's in Columbus, Ohio. They're taking on Wisconsin. That's kind of one of those fun rivalry games. And, you know, further as you jig and jag around the order, you've got, I think, some pretty good games like Florida and LSU, and whether Tim Tebow will actually play in the game or not. We got 2 days to see what happens there, and that's in Baton Rouge. And I'd love to have a seat to that one. And, of course, your Texas Longhorns and Colorado, that could shape up to be a pretty decent game. If nothing else, you get to see the great Colt McCoy, who's a lot of fun to watch and is certainly having a good season so far. And that one's in Austin, so it's home cooking for them.
Yeah, McCoy's been doing well so far, and he's so far Texas is unbeaten. I don't look at them having a whole lot of trouble with Colorado this year. They'll be playing in Austin, and I look at it being a romp for Texas. They're getting ready to play their arch rival OU next weekend though, and I was looking. You know, I think that's not going to be as big a game as it could have been. OU got knocked down to number 19 this week after they lost to Miami last Saturday night. You know, Miami came out and beat them 21-20 down there in Miami. So,
yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, we should tell everybody, as I said, Mike is a ticket broker, so if you want to get some great tickets to some of the games that we've been talking about, some of the college games coming up that I mentioned, or whether we're looking forward in the NFL, go to easy-ticket.com. Quickly, next week we'll talk a little bit more about hockey. It started the regular season. The puck dropped. Baseball, we're into the playoffs, and I mentioned, of course, the Phillies beating the Rockies in that first game. I was excited about that. The Dodgers going at it with the Cardinals. I know a lot of people listening to us are Cardinal fans. The Red Sox and the Angels are getting ready. I talked about the Yankees in my last show with the Angels. I think this is going to be a fun postseason in baseball.
Yeah, there hadn't been any real surprises as of yet. Of course, you know, we've just done three of the first games tonight, and like you said, the Angels and Red Sox start tomorrow. But I look at the Angels handling Red Sox, sending them back to Boston. So what I'm looking at in a couple weeks, we'll probably have the Phillies and the Dodgers playing in the National League Championship Series, and looking for the Yankees and the Angels to be in the American League. I'm still looking for probably the Phillies and the Yankees to be in the World Series.
Yeah, I think so, too. And for me, it couldn't be better with family in both places. I think there's going to be a lot of trash talking. And, of course, we have listeners in those areas, too, and that would be a lot of fun as well. So, again, go to easy-ticket.com. Mike, we'll talk to you next week once again, Wednesday, here, same place, same time. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, and you have a good evening, Kate.
You too. And don't forget, Mike has concert tickets, too, because I know a lot of people could care less about sports. And if you fall into that category, there are a lot of good concerts. It seems like in the summer and the fall, and I could be wrong about this, but it seems like a lot of times that's when you get some of your better concerts. You know, I'm running out tomorrow to get my Philadelphia Phillies red swoosh flex hat. Coming up next, oh, I can't wait to talk about this. Why are the jobs going overseas, especially when it comes to military contracts? Shocking stuff next. You don't want to turn that dial. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Americans are getting jobbed out of work that could have been coming their way. And why? Well, there's a big fat tug of war, of course, for the refueling tanker contract. We're talking Boeing and Northrop. You've heard me talk about that before. And I think I mentioned this on a blog recently. Sadly, what has happened is France is in the middle of this, and they are illegally subsidizing Airbus as well in order to win the contract over U.S.-owned Boeing, thus the 7,500 people that I mentioned that won't be getting the jobs that they could be getting, especially in a time when so many of us are struggling to keep our head above water. Why are so many contracts going elsewhere, and especially outside the borders? It makes no sense. And, you know, I've gone off on this many, many times as to what is going on with some of these government contracts. And, again, the politics involved in it, really more like the sidestepping of the issues. Carrie Telasco joins us now, vice president of the Institute of Liberty, very passionate about this thing, about keeping U.S. manufacturing jobs out of foreign hands. Carrie, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, Kate. And I'm just so happy that you are covering this. It's so important, and there are so many things going on in Washington, D.C. now with healthcare and all that stuff that this is being sort of overlooked. So it's great that you're getting it out there.
Yeah, let's explain this. There was a big newspaper on the West Coast that did a story on it, you know, and our shows on both coasts and everywhere in between. So I try to peruse what's happening. And actually, you came up on our radar because of a story that was in the L.A. Times talking about what I just mentioned. Let's roll back the tape and explain to everybody how this works. First of all, the refueling contract is a beauty, is a good one. So why is that possibly, or it looks like it's gone overseas? How did that happen?
Well, about 4 or 5 years ago, there were two bids out for these air refueling tankers. And they're really important. They're about 40 years old. They're like flying gas stations for our war fighters and their planes. And a lot of military analysts will tell you that one of the reasons we're so dominant in the air is because of the refueling tanker system we have. But it's about 43 years old. Its technology is not kept up with the technology of what we have. So what we need is more refueling tankers, newer ones. So a couple years ago, a bid went out from the Defense Department, and Airbus/EADS, which is a French consortium, outbid Boeing. The reason they did that was because they were the European governments, particularly France, gave them enormous subsidies. The World Trade Association just determined to be illegal in the largest illegal subsidies case that the U.S. has ever brought ever. So we now have a WTO ruling based on a case brought to the WTO by the United States government saying, okay, we need to throw out the old bid because they cheated. Now, because all that has passed now, we're gone back and we're bidding these tankers out again. And even though the WTO case found in favor of the U.S. government, it appears that all members of the U.S. government, i.e. the Air Force, is not going to adhere to this ruling based, you know, for all of us, and is going to go ahead and allow EADS Airbus to bid, which does two things. One, it sends our manufacturing jobs, 5 million of which we've lost since 2000, offshore. And two, it gives our emerging technologies to countries like Iran and Venezuela and China, who are also clients of Airbus and EADS. So it's a bad deal no matter how you look at it.
And so how did this slip under, well, not your radar, obviously, but how did it slip under so many people's radars? Because of, as you mentioned, in Washington, so much is going on with healthcare reform and other things that have, I guess, distracted people or what? I just don't understand how this hasn't been more visible.
Well, certainly the Pentagon wants to keep it quiet because this was quite the kerfuffle when it happened. In fact, one of the reasons that Airbus got the contract is because Senator McCain intervened on behalf of them, and they went back and the government actually, the Air Force went and changed some specs to allow the Airbus plane to fit the mold, which was kind of stupid because it's supposed that the refueling tankers nowadays need to be able to take off and land like on dirt runways in the middle of Afghanistan. And the French plane was huge and there was no way it could do it. We would have had to re-outfit a number of our landing zones and everything else. So the whole thing was kind of stupid on its face. And lots now, yeah. I mean, you've got czars coming out of the closet being insane every 10 minutes here in D.C. You've got the healthcare thing. You've got Afghanistan. Yeah. So because the Pentagon has wanted this to, you know, pardon the pun, fly under the radar, it really has. So, again, that's why it's so important to talk about it and to talk about what it means to American jobs.
Yeah, no kidding. And I go off on this all the time. You just saw what happened with the 8 guys who were ambushed. You have soldiers bleeding on the battlefields in unbelievable terrain in Afghanistan. We still have soldiers in Iraq and all over the place. We're fighting basically two wars. This is ridiculous. I mean, you know, shouldn't there be something left back for the good old USA? Isn't anybody thinking that way anymore?
Well, I don't know. You know, the minority partner of EADS in the United States is Northrop Grumman, which is fine. But, you know, it's probably about 20% American content if the planes are made by Airbus and that partner. If they're made by Boeing, the jobs are all going to stay here. You know, Sam Brownback, God bless him, senator from Kansas, broke away from the GOP PAC the other day and actually was brave enough to talk about the importance of manufacturing jobs, particularly in Kansas, where roughly one-third of the incomes in Kansas used to be related to the military aircraft industry or the commercial aircraft industry. And it's getting clobbered, you know, the whole across the board. And what happens, Kate, when this happens is when we lose manufacturing jobs, we also lose the ability to repair the stuff we have. And this is another story that's kind of lost out there. We have rocket launchers and tanks and all kinds of big widgets hanging around in graveyards all over the U.S., not because we don't have the capacity to fix them, you know, with the technology in our heads, but we can't access the parts anymore. And unfortunately, some of that stuff's even made in China, and we're importing it to our U.S. military. So we need to keep the jobs here. We need to keep the technology here. To me, it's just a no-brainer.
Well, how many of these graveyards do you think we have around the U.S.?
There are about 11 I know of.
Wow.
And, you know, we remember back at the beginning of the Iraq War, all the talk about how we weren't outfitting the Humvees with armored steel. Well, it wasn't any lack of will or cash on the U.S. government part. It was just that we couldn't find the armored steel to do it. So when we're looking at outfitting probably what will end up being a $100 billion refueling tanker fleet, we need to make sure that we make it here, that we leave the jobs here, and that we make sure that in the future when these things need to be repaired or retrofitted or whatever, that we have both the manufacturing capacity and the people who know how to do it.
Yeah, so what does this do to the Air Force? That puts them in an ugly situation. They need to be refueled. That has to happen, right? We're not going to have these planes drop out of the sky.
Well, you know, it's going to happen. It's kind of like when you live on that street where everybody says, why don't they put in a stop sign? And when the kid gets run over, then they finally put the stop sign in. It's going to be the same thing with the refueling tankers. These things are 45 years old, and they're flying around up there. And, again, their technology doesn't mesh with the technology for the warfighter planes that they're flying in. And you look at all the stuff that goes on around the globe. You look at China and how aggressive it can be at times. You know that you've got to refuel planes over deserts and over water. And without having reliable refueling tankers, you're not just putting the people on the ground at a disadvantage. You're putting the people in the tankers and the fighter pilots in the planes at risk as well. So, I mean, it's a huge mess. This should have been taken care of 10 years ago, and it was, you know, it's one of those big sort of hurry-up-and-wait projects. But now we have, you know, the administration cutting back on a lot of military spending, and we need to make sure that none of those cuts ever happen in this refueling tanker program.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Well, we're all over this, definitely. The Pentagon, as you said, they don't want it out there, obviously, but something different needs to happen because we hate seeing those jobs go over. And as you mentioned, a staggering statistic. What did you say? Since 2005, how many jobs, manufacturing jobs, have we seen go overseas? 5 million, right?
5 million lost, about 2.5 million of those directly attributable to China. And China has just reorganized its aircraft industry to become much more aggressive in the military aircraft area. So we need to keep our eye on them and make sure that we are bucking up our domestic capacity big time here, because I don't trust China as far as I could throw it. And there's no telling what might happen if they start being aggressive and trying to, you know, pull contracts from around the world to have planes made in China. So we need to keep on this 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, thanks for staying up late. We know you're in Washington. Carrie Telasco, Senior VP of the Institute of Liberty. Thanks, Carrie. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Anytime. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, coming up next, Odds and Ends.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
ONE, the House Senate panel unveiling new plans for those Gitmo detainees. Lookout, Michigan and Kansas. I'll explain also a little bit more on the high court taking up the case of the cross on the public land. I talked about that a little bit the other day. I found out some more interesting tidbits on that. Dana is listening to us, though, first in Texas. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you, Kate? The guest that you just had talking about the tanker contract and all of the jobs that we have shipped out of the country to comply to this and other jobs, the first thing that came to my mind was treasonous activity. We're in a war. We're in two wars. I just don't understand how the military of all people can allow this kind of stuff to take place with participants that are probably, she mentioned Iran, different contributories to the manufacture of these products. Now, this is what got Georgie Porgy's dad, Papa Bush's dad, Prescott, in trouble, and he was threatened with treacherous treasonous activity And he had to give up helping Hitler in Europe and come back to the U.S. because he was making money hand over fist with the Harriman brother that owned the ammunition plant selling ammunition to Hitler, among other things. Now,
that's right.
How can we sit back and not do something about this? Isn't this treasonous?
Well, more than even before we get to that step, I think what we said about the fact that we're in these two wars and we're dangling all of these soldiers still in Iraq and, of course, in Afghanistan, Dana, I think it's outrageous that we have these even 11 sites that she mentioned where we can't even get the parts for whatever it is, the tanks, et cetera, because all of the parts are overseas and it's all being shipped out. I think it does smack almost of treason. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous that more light hasn't been shed on this, actually. And I'm glad that we're starting to see it. That's why I was anxious to have her on. But as she mentioned, there's so many other things that are being deflected by the Pentagon. It's I think it's unbelievable that this is happening. Absolutely.
Can you compound
it
with the millions of Americans that have lost their jobs?
Yes,
now,
absolutely.
Why are we feeding the funnel to other countries when we need it here anyway, just for no other reason but the economy and the job market? But I think this is at the top of the list for treason activity. I just, that's the first thing that popped into my mind immediately when she started talking about it. And I'm glad you had her on. Thank you.
Yeah, I think she was great. Thanks, Dana. I think that the big thing, like you just said, is one, we've got also all these people out of work or people that are going to lose their jobs, and a lot of it is because of these military contracts. So here you have the people that are capable of doing it, but yet it's going elsewhere, and it's wrong. It's just flat out wrong. And what a boost to the economy that would be, for example, in California, instead of losing the jobs, they could keep some of the jobs there, which is partially where we're talking about. A lot of that work would be in California. Mm-mm-mm. If you have any thoughts, you can shoot them our way at americatonight.net or 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All right, some of the O&Es include what I mentioned, a follow-up to the cross situation. Remember I said that, and I mentioned the fact that it's the Supremes are talking about this World War One cross that is in a very remote, I've seen it several times, in a remote part of California. It's the Mojave National Preserve, and it's on what they call Sunrise Rock. It's actually a very cool sight when you see it. And what the argument is they're hearing arguments in this case, and it makes a very important statement, or could, about the separation of church and state. The Obama administration is defending the cross. It's about 5 to 8 feet tall, and it's been on that public land for a while, and it is a very remote area. What's happened is a former National Park Service employee, represented by the, of course, ACLU, sued to have the cross removed or even covered because they didn't allow a Buddhist memorial nearby. The guy who did this, his name's Frank Buno, and he says he's a practicing Catholic who has no objection to religious symbols, but he took issue with the government's decision to allow the display of only the Christian symbol. Ridiculous. Here's what you have to remember. This has been there for 75 years. It's about the soldiers. It's in a remote area. It is very kind of funky, cool looking. They've had a lot of Easter services. I found this out today. A lot of Easter services have been held there. I think it's really no big deal. However, the 9th U.S. This is when you have too much crystal light. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco has ruled in his favor. Now, so Congress has jumped in on behalf of the cross and the Park Service from spending money to remove it, and they're designating it as a national memorial and ultimately probably transferring the land to private ownership. But you have veterans on both sides of the case some worrying that other religious symbols that serve as war memorials could be threatened by ruling in this guy's favor. Jewish and Muslim veterans object that the Mojave Cross honors Christian veterans and excludes others. So because he blew this open about the whole Buddhist memorial, it's laid the groundwork for everybody to react and say, whoa, what about this group? What about that group? What about this group? Here's the deal. 75 years ago, they just put the cross up. They were trying to honor the people from World War I, some of the veterans. Hey, let's put this cross up here on this cool rock in this park. That's what it was about. And now it's become this huge controversy. It goes back to what I was saying, if you hadn't been listening earlier in the show. So, some of the things that become controversial make no sense to me. What is the big deal? I mean, we're talking, folks, I'm telling you, we're talking about such a remote area. I mentioned that there's sunrise services. It's not, I just don't see how this can be blown up the way it's blown up. But it goes back to the whole Christian thing, the whole atheist versus Christian and Christian versus every other faith, I guess, that now we're seeing over and over and over again be replayed, whether it's, as I mentioned before, the Pledge of Allegiance or something else. And I don't understand. I mean, honestly, I don't understand how these things have become so poker red hot and are going through our court system. And you know what? You can expect a lot more of this, I think, more challenges. Certainly on the religious front and freedom of speech and the First Amendment, I think that the floodgates have been open for a very long time. But it seems like we're seeing what I call really, not frivolous, but not significant compared to the other things that are being dealt with, to have this running through the system. Can we not just let anything stand? Can we not let any, is this going to get to the point where no religious symbols other than in a church are allowed to be where they are? Can't say a prayer on the fields, can't do an invocation, can't do this, can't do that when it comes to any kind of religion whatsoever to even acknowledge it. Man, whatever. I didn't mention this in O&E on our last show, but I was going to. How about the story, you have the Williams sisters now who own a piece of the Miami Dolphins. How about the story about Rush Limbaugh? He's getting involved with the St. Louis Rams. He says he's teaming up with the St. Louis Blues hockey team owner to try to buy the Rams because the Rams are struggling. They have 5-31 since 2007, but they have a Super Bowl in their recent history. So he's not discussing a lot of the details of this, but he is very, very serious about doing this. And people forget that Rush Limbaugh was a sports guy before he went into talk radio. I mean, he did sports. He did sports updates and whatnot, and actually worked for, I think, the Kansas City Royals, I want to say. And also, if you remember, he worked briefly, very briefly, on ESPN's NFL pregame show, but there was controversy. He had to resign, or felt like he had to resign, after saying that the Eagles quarterback, Donovan McNabb, was overrated because the media wanted to see a black quarterback succeed. So then he was off of that, but he has a sports-type background. So I wasn't completely surprised by it. I guess just surprised that it was the Rams and that he had a partner that was interested, because I think they'll get it. Forbes magazine has estimated that the Rams franchise is worth $929 million. So here you have the Rams and how they're doing. You have Los Angeles still without a team, and the Rams could move. Their lease is up 2014, so maybe he's thinking about moving the team if he and his partner actually get the team. We have birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse coming up around the bend.
Hey, Hey, everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most: antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Good tunage here, Donovan Madsen, on this version of America Tonight. Hope wherever you are, you're having a good one. Boy, we are talking about a lot of rough things, aren't we, these days? Afghanistan, infuriating. Time to make a decision on Afghanistan. They've made a decision, the CBO has, on the price tag for health care reform, at least the Senate Finance Committee's version, saying it's going to come under the $900 billion mark, and oh, how much money in the end it will save us, but it doesn't tell you about the amount of taxes, which is near $30 billion or $30 million. Just throw up a quarter. Either way, split the difference. It's a lot of money. It's going to be massive taxation, and we'll see what the final version looks like anyway. So that tug of war still continuing there. Today in history is coming up in a few minutes, and there's some interesting things to talk about. October 8th, there are 84 days left in the year, including, I remember when I was a kid, there was some museum I was in Chicago with an aunt that lived in downtown Chicago, and I learned about the Great Chicago Fire. This fire, remember, it was Mrs. O'Leary's cow knocked over a lantern that started the Great Chicago Fire, or so the lore of the story and how it's retold, it's about that. That happened in 1871. I mean, just ate up that city. In 1945, President Truman announced that the secret of the atomic bomb would be shared only with two countries. You know what those two countries were? Well, of course, Britain. The other was Canada. And in 1956, Don Larsen pitched the only perfect game in a World Series, even to date, as the Yankees beat the Dodgers in a game 5-2. Time for news you can't abuse, and there's some buttes on this list. We're going to go to New York, and we're going to take you to Oklahoma. Also, Punta Gorda, Florida. Have you ever been there? Anchorage, Alaska. I like this story in Alaska. Let's start there. I love it when I hear stories of people finding some money, a pretty good, healthy amount of money, and then just immediately turning it in, not even thinking of pocketing some of the money or not telling the people or telling the store or telling whoever that they found this money. But that's the case with Leslie Larayson, who found more than a book at Barnes and Noble. She spotted a bank envelope that had a lot of cash in it in the bookstore's restroom. It had nearly $4,000. She turned it in right away. The police responded to her call. The woman who lost the money contacted the bookstore. She had to be in a panic. Catherine Nelson was put in touch with the officer. Now she's thrilled. She got her money back. That's lucky. Nice person finds the money, turns it in, calls the police, and that's great. Terrific. That's like a Daily Salute story. Midwest City, Oklahoma. You could call it long-distance crime stoppers. In that city, they got a tip from a woman in the Philippines about some teens ripping off an apartment. The woman's name is Maribel Chouinard. She was watching her husband's place on a webcam. That's cool. From 8,000 miles away. So she called her husband. He's a master sergeant at Tinker Air Force Base. He called the police. The police arrived. They found two teens near the apartment, and then they rounded up a third. They say all three were ID'd in a photo lineup emailed to the woman in the Philippines. She's waiting for her visa papers to be processed so she can join her husband in the States. That's a cool story. There's where technology helps somebody. Webcam. She sees that going on, immediately reaches for the phone, and they nab them from 8,000 miles away. Good for her for seeing it. Punta Gorda, Florida. In Florida, they're doing an interesting thing. They're selling ad time on jailhouse TVs. You just can't make up this stuff. They're offering ads on the video monitors used by jail visitors to communicate with the inmates. The sheriff's office says rotating still frame ads are going to be shown when the monitors are not in use by a visitor. So who are the potential advertisers? They are offering the ads to lawyers and other legal services that might be interested in the jailhouse audience. They say money from the ads will go to a welfare fund for the inmates. All right. If you happen to have a few extra bucks in your pocket, you better have a lot of them. Neiman Marcus always gets big publicity when they put their Christmas book out. This year's signature His and Her gift, ready for this? Hold on to your seats, $250,000 private plane and flying lessons for two, okay? For $105,000, you can get that special person in your life, a limited edition Jag. And an electric cupcake car for the kids will set you back $25,000. Neiman's points out there are more than 40% of the gifts in the holiday catalog cost less than $250, though. And for those who want to go green with their greenbacks, they have an eco-friendly chandelier made of 366 recycled plastic bottles. You want to know what the price tag on that sucker is? $12,000. Uh-huh. $12,000. Wow. I think I could probably try to attempt anyway to make that myself. Let's go for some more. Here's what you missed in history. Again, it is the 8th of October, the 1981 White House. President Ronald Reagan greeted former presidents Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford, and Richard Nixon. They were preparing to travel to Egypt for the funeral of Anwar Sadat. In 1982, all labor organizations in Poland, including Solidarity, were banned. That was a big deal. 10 years ago, a damage award to State Farm auto insurance customers swelled to $1.2 billion after a judge in Illinois said that the nation's largest auto insurer had committed fraud by using generic auto body repair parts. However, this is the follow-up to this. The Illinois Supreme Court overturned that judgment in 2005. Layla Ali, the 21-year-old daughter of Muhammad Ali, 10 years ago, made her pro boxing debut, knocking out one April Fowler 31 seconds into the fight in Verona, New York. That got a lot of publicity because she's the famous daughter of Muhammad, of course. 5 years ago, in a kind of testy debate, President George W. Bush and Senator John Kerry quarreled over the war in Iraq, jobs, education, healthcare, abortion, the environment, the usual things, tort reform at a town hall in St. Louis. This was sad. A videotape surfaced showing kidnappers beheading British hostage Kenneth Bigley in Iraq. Martha Stewart, 5 years ago, boy, the time flies, went to the Alderson Federal Prison Camp in West Virginia to begin serving her sentence for lying about a stock sale. 1 year ago, a gunman killed a men's store employee at the Knoxville Center Mall in Tennessee. Sad. William Johnson faces charges of felony murder, aggravated kidnapping, and attempted murder. Also, just 1 year ago, German farmer Karl Merck received the world's first complete double arm transplant. Quickly, we have a bunch of birthdays for you. You're going to recognize everybody on the list, I guarantee. All right, celebrating a birthday, Crocodile Hunter. Remember him? Paul Hogan. In the movies, he was, anyway. 70 years old. Reverend Jesse Jackson is 68. Comedian Chevy Chase, 66 years old. Sigourney Weaver from Alien fame, 60 years old. R&B singer Robert Cool Bell, you remember Cool and the Gang, 59 years old. Actress Stephanie Zimbalist is 53 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, Matt Damon, born 39 years old. Enough said with the born thing, right? Actor Nick Cannon is 29. He's famous now for being married to Mariah Carey. Actress Molly Quinn, on the other end of the scale, is just a mere 16 years old. I'm going to leave you with this thought. History is the propaganda of the victors.
Behold.